Hello, this is Lonnie Stark of Stark Silver Creek. Today is November 14th, 2008. I'm joined by Ricardo Orozco from the La Mission Loreto. He's the project director there. And we're here to discuss the actual hotel development that is being developed along the Malecon of Loreto BCS. Good afternoon, Ricardo.
Good afternoon, Lonnie. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for taking the time to join us and talk a little about the project as well as your background and your views on Loreto. Just to start off, can you tell us a little about yourself and also the developer behind La Mission Loreto?
Just to give you some of my background, I have over 20 years with experience in the hotel area, sales, marketing, and managing large developments. I was a former corporate director for the Villa Group for the past 6 years. Also, I was part of another big development in Puerto Vallarta for 9 years. I'm a former student, graduate from Cornell University up in New York State. And I've been involved a lot in the large development in my career. And I'm very excited to take part of this new destination, Loreto, and as well as the new development, La Mission and Loreto Village.
Great. So you've actually had quite a bit of experience and also involvement with La Villa Group. So who's the new developer that's starting? Is it a developer that's completely focused on this hotel, or has it done developments in other areas as well?
Here in Mexico, this group of developers, leading by Mr. Scott Servin, does the first endeavor, their first project in Mexico, and it's here in Loreto. It's La Mission Hotel, which is a boutique hotel, high-end. We're talking about 75, 76 rooms, upscale with a very extensive amount of amenities. Also, the Loreto Village, which will be located at 32 kilometers out of the International Airport of Loreto, where we are pretending in our master plan to have full, fractional, timeshare, hotel, restaurant, spa. So basically, it will be a self-contained development in the category of a five diamond amenities and a five diamond service and quality. So this is the first development that this group of investors are aiming in Mexico. They are original from Washington State, where there have been developers in real estate, basically doing residential, some commercial, and some other developments in the state of Washington.
Okay, so it sounds like there's essentially two sites. There's the hotel, and then you also have this other site, which seems to be closer to the international airport, that you're also developing more as a self-contained vacation resort full of fractional ownership properties?
Yes. Actually, the new development we name Loreto Village, called Loreto Village Resorts and Residences. It's basically 32 kilometers out of the international airport. It's about a 1 kilometer with the beachfront line, and it will carry, like I said, a different variety of products. And those, it will be full time, fractional time, hotel, timeshare, restaurant, spa, beach club, and a lot of amenities.
Okay. And what's the timelines on that 32 kilometer development?
Yeah, actually, that development it holds about 80 acres with the land.
Got it.
And the time frame, the first phase, we're aiming to deliver or to be open by late 2010. And we're going to break it down into three phases. So the first phase will carry a boutique hotel, upscale. It will carry a tower of a timeshare, 150 timeshare units, and a small tower of a full and fractional units to start.
So let's start by focusing on the Loreto, the La Mission Loreto, since that's the project that's coming up to be first developed. Now, it shows an opening date of November 17th. Clinton and I were just down there, and it seems that that's quite an ambitious goal. Is that still what you're aiming for right now?
Actually, there's two floors finished right now. We are putting installing all the furniture package, which is a fourth level and third level, ready to be used in the next 2 days. Actually, we moved the date to the 23rd, which is from this Monday to next week. It's about 10 days away from now. And basically, the restaurant is going to be ready in 3 days. All the kitchen and service area, supplies and articles are here. The pool deck, we are pouring pool deck tomorrow and the day after. Once we pour the pool deck, then we proceed to finish the pool. So it seems like 97%, 98% will be finished by next Friday, Saturday. We're going to be missing only a couple of levels just on the decoration piece, not in the major construction piece. But I mean, we are working day and night to make sure that we deliver this product before this month ends.
It's always amazing to me the way things develop in Mexico. Just watching actually our own home being built, sometimes things take a little longer than expected, but then in Mexico, sometimes things tend to speed up and be to develop at amazing speeds.
Yeah, right now, I mean, it took us a while, and also the developer to figure a way how to speed up a little bit here in Mexico and most to Loreto, because everything has to be tracking from elsewhere. I mean, every piece of a product that we use for the construction and to equipment or any accessory has to be either be shipped from U.S. mainland or elsewhere. But Loreto is, I mean, we are just getting the sand and rocks, but the rest of it is from elsewhere. So it took us a few days or a few months to figure how to improve, to bring and find the product to finish our building. And now that we understand, we are ready to break ground the new larger development.
Yeah. So on your website, I noticed there was an invitation to find out more information about sort of vacation ownership package, and that I guess would refer to that other development that's 32 kilometers south of the airport. Is that
Not
correct?
really. Actually, we have seen a lot of inquiries of people that they really like to have and own a membership here in La Misión. So we decide also to get some product out of the in the market with La Misión. So basically, La Misión is selling also vacation memberships right now to the public. And because we have a lot of inquiries, people want to be in town, they want an upscale piece of accommodation, and they're looking for some amenities that we are ready to fulfill and deliver. So we felt that it was appropriate to launch a program where we can give the opportunity to those clientele to own a membership here with us.
Since you're involved over the past 20 years and you have quite a bit of experience in the whole sort of real estate space, have you noticed some trends recently with just hotel developments in Loreto as well as the Baja area and vacation properties? Definitely in the US, we've seen a slowdown in the whole housing market in general.
Basically, I know that full-time real estate, full-time mostly, are suffering everywhere, not only in the United States, also in Mexico. But it seems like people still want to travel. People are still willing to go to Mexico. He's willing to, like I said, have two or three vacation a year, and they're looking for to own a small piece or a piece elsewhere as a vacation home or vacation membership. Therefore, we have seen in the trends that people, even so that there is some crisis, financially speaking, and not only, like I said, in the U.S. and other countries and other regions, still are willing to buy product. Maybe not the expensive product, or maybe not the biggest unit, but smaller units, smaller membership, they are willing to do it. And we see the trend that is increasing in that direction. And we have that product. We have different calibers of product, like membership that they can own a small studio and up to a four-bedroom unit. So we have a membership from $7,000 all the way to $150,000 in a vacation ownership.
Wow. So is this actually with La Mission, or is that also in reference?
La Mission and Loreto Village.
Okay. So with the La Mission, are those from 700 square feet up to, from 7,000 up to 150,000 for the membership, or are those price range?
Basically, La Mission, the highest is $38,000, which is a two-bedroom unit.
Okay.
Yeah, but the biggest piece above $38,000, that's Loreto Village. That's where we have the nicest three-bedroom units, four-bedroom units, with a lot of amenities and very large units.
Okay. There are quite a number of hotels actually in downtown sort of Loreto. What do you think is the key difference with La Mission compared to the other hotels in the area?
I think we're bringing a hotel, a different approach in the hotel service and amenities to Loreto. We are bringing a high-end piece of a property where we're delivering a lot of amenities like you can be find anywhere else in a high-end destination. I mean, current hotels are very basic, and they are not offering award-winning chefs. They're not offering a wine cellar. They're not offering spa. They're not offering wireless internet. They're not offering concierge services. They're not offering upscale in-room amenities. They're not offering 24-hour room service. They're not offering silk bathrobes. So there is a lot of amenities that we bring in to the destination to those discriminate passengers that they are willing to pay and receive those type of amenities. And that's a different way to see a hotel operation with our product coming to town.
Well, I definitely think that the entire town of Loreto, as well as vacationers, will be excited to see the opening of this hotel later in November. I want to move on to the Loreto Village, as you mentioned, because this was actually something I wasn't aware of until talking to you today. So this is 32 kilometers south of the airport, as you said. Is that going to be, you mentioned it's the different types of projects, but how about the architecture around it? Is it going to be lower sort of homes, or is it going to be high rises, more condo style?
It will be a combination of. We try to use the less land as possible and to keep a good green areas, a good amount of green areas, as well as we're going to view lakes and some small rivers along the property. We're going to create certain environment there where we rather use less land and keep more natural environment. And the architecture will be more like a blend of old Mission style with Santa Fe, with earthy colors and earthy material. Like it will, the buildings and the color and the coral will blend with the nature, the actual natural landscape. So, and as well, we're gonna be very careful with the way we are gonna light the property, and the way that we're gonna lay out the roads and the buildings. So we keep keep the areas as much virgin as possible, and keep the all the natural resources are within the area.
Okay, great. We're going to do a
talk. So we are very conscious of keep on making nature-friendly place and add a plus to the area, like bringing a lake and a little arroyo and create different biodiversity and keeping the natural landscape and as well as trees and so far and so forth. I mean, we're going to give a nice touch to the development.
So with the villages that you've been mentioning in quite some detail, they seem actually quite consistent with a couple of other developments in the area. Are you planning to start development of it in 2010, like you mentioned, or is that when you're going to start marketing it?
I think there is some development in town that they are named themselves friendly environmental, but they are not. And we really, when we say environmental friendly and try to keep the nature the as more natural as possible, we really mean it, because it's very important right now. I mean, it's very important for us to keep the resources. It's very important to protect the area and perhaps to integrate a project into the area in a way that will not affect the natural resources. Therefore, we are approaching in that direction our project in a way that, we can still build, we can still develop, wrap up with respecting the nature.
Great. So when do you plan to break ground on that? Is that 2010 that you're going to start building?
Actually, we are, like I said, we're in the process of fine-tuning the hiring of group of architects. So once we hire, I think it will take about 5 to 6 months to break ground. So we hope that before year end, we will get this sale with the architectural firm, because there is a lot of requirements that we have give to them, and they are right now in the process to give us the financial proposal and the conceptual proposal. So it will take us a few days to figure out and come up with an agreement with this firm. Once we agree upon, it's about, like I said, between 4 to 6 months. It will be the time frame, because we need to prepare a lot of blueprints and do a lot of studies.
Well, definitely, when you have something to share with the public, I'm sure that at least viewers and listeners to Stark Silver Creek would love to get some information on the Loreto Villages, because that sounds like quite the exciting project.
Yeah, I think we're going to be in a position to release some information by January. Actually, our website is under construction right now, but we're waiting to have a final layout, final designs, final renders and so far, and images and so far and so forth. Once we have that ready, we're going to plug it into our website and get it alive. But we think that by January we will be in position to release information, more visible and real information.
So for people that are interested in finding out more about Mission as well as the Loreto Villages, how do they contact you to get that information?
Okay, they can go simply to www.lamisionloreto.com, and there is a contact us, and they can request any information throughout our website.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Ricardo. We'll definitely get in touch with you or Mercedes to get that information then. I really want to thank you for taking the time to spend with us. This has been great information, and we found out actually about a new development, Loreto Villages, that's being built alongside with La Mission and Loreto. So it's, I think, exciting for everyone being in the Loreto area to see this kind of activity, even in this sort of market. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is Lonnie Stark from Stark Silver Creek. Thank you for listening.